Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library joins us right now, one book richer after I finally gave her back the book she let me borrow like 2 weeks ago. Thank you so
but
much,
you read
by the
it.
Way. I did
Heads
read
in
it.
Beds.
Heads in Beds by Jacob Tomsky, which is a really, really good expose memoir about life in the world of working behind the scenes at a hotel. So.
If you've got travel plans this summer that involve a hotel, I think you ought to read it.
It is really, really informative and a lot of fun, too. I enjoyed it, so... Be it known that Susan Brown's book recommendations are actually really, really good. If you're listening to these every week, like, actually write these down because these are
Thank
good.
You for the affirmation.
Not a problem. I probably should have done that earlier, shouldn't I?
It's all good.
All right. So going on at the library right now, it's getting into summer or getting close to it. So
we're
I assume,
gearing up for our busiest season.
Yes. And the summer reading program is about to start up in a couple of weeks, right?
Yes. So yeah. Before we talk about books,
which we
I
want
to talk about three things.
All right.
They all kind of involve books. But, okay. So yes, summer reading is coming.
I'd be disappointed if they didn't involve books at all.
The summer reading kickoff party is the last day of school.
Yay.
So June 12th, Friday, 2 till 6.
Nice.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's unconfirmed. I might be wearing a superhero costume.
You wear a superhero costume every day.
In my mind.
Yes.
This might actually be one where I rent it.
Ooh, nice.
There will be some costume characters. There's going to be a superhero photo booth.
Awesome.
We'll have so the summer reading theme this year is all about heroes.
Okay.
So we're going to have some superhero stuff, but we're also going to have some community heroes. So we'll have firefighters, sanitation workers with a dump truck, police.
Awesome.
We might also have some, we're hoping to get some service dogs for kids to interact with.
Cool.
And so it's really all ages. It's a family event, but it's fun for everybody. More details about that soon.
And we were there last year, and it
I
was
hope
such
you're gonna
a
be there
great
this year.
Time. Hoping so. We still got to work out the details.
I
but
can
we were
get
there
you a
last
costume.
Year was, could you? That I would be great.
If you come, I will rent your costume for you.
Awesome.
I'll
done,
do it.
Done, and done.
Okay.
All right.
So, June 12th, save the date, 2 till
right.
6.
Cool.
Okay, so then next week, sooner than that,
yes.
On Thursday, Daniel Wallace will be at the library.
Yes.
Fabulous
yes.
local author.
Yes.
He is coming for the Meet the Author Tea that is mm-hmm. sponsored by our friends. That's sort of their marquee event. They've been doing it forever. This is their annual meeting just before that. So every year for their annual meeting, they try and get a really big author. Mm-hmm. They never
such
had
a pretty
Daniel.
Easy to do because
right?
this community
just drive
is
to Hillsboro
full
and
local.
Say, hey.
Right. Yeah.
right. So Daniel Wallace is coming. And what's great about his talk is that they said, you know, what do you want to talk about? Your new kids book, Big mm-hmm. Fish, you know, Broadway and movie mm-hmm. adaptations. And he said, I just like people to ask me questions and I'll answer them.
Okay.
So if you've wanted to ask Daniel Wallace a burning question,
ooh.
This is like open forum. It's not going to be just an author reading or
nice.
Anything like that. So super fun. And he is delightful. So that's next Thursday, the
next
28th.
Next Thursday, the 28th. Yep.
They
what
start
time?
Serving refreshments at 3:30.
Okay.
So there's actually tea and cookies. And then the author program starts at 4.
Oh, my God.
And now, breaking news, WCHL exclusive, because the press release is going out, like, in an hour.
I don't even know what you're about to
right?
say. Yeah,
right?
You're walking in with this.
Tuesday, the 26th, at uh-huh. 5 o'clock in Council Chambers, the library, along with the Parks and Rec Department, are presenting a program in a series called Come Learn With Us. It's a town series. They've done one on affordable housing.
Yep.
They did one on emergency preparedness.
Mm-hmm.
This one's going to be super fun and super light. It's called 10 Ways to Win Summer in Chapel Hill.
Ooh, nice.
So it's sort of interactive and really fast, but it's Parks and Rec and the library and some staff members talking about kind of top 10 things to do for free or darn close to free all summer long.
Oh, nice.
So that's Tuesday at 5 o'clock in Council Chambers. They're also going to videotape it and broadcast it, but we're just pulling all the press for that together right now.
I love that. That's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
So next week, so a little less than a week from now, 5 o'clock in 6 days.
Yes.
Cool. All right, awesome.
Yeah.
Are you going to be there? Are you going to be part of it? Or is
yeah.
just, all right, I'm just making
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, and some other cool library people. Yes.
Very, very cool.
Yes. So
and
that's
then,
my shameless promotion for
right.
stuff at
and
the library.
Speaking of shameless promotions, one more thing that you haven't shamelessly promoted yet today, which is the Unbound project. That's still
yes.
going on, right?
Yes, and we're yeah. getting some great submissions. We've got lots and lots of historical stuff. stuff. Mm-hmm. What we're looking for now is really some lots of videos. So if you've got video out there, but also present day stuff. Mm-hmm. So somebody just posted a picture of a giant head of lettuce they got at the farmer's market, and they took it home and they took a picture of it next to their chihuahua to see which one was bigger.
Right.
That's perfect content. So the artist will take that and do something great with it. We had a picture of a dancing baby. Somebody had some like a 10-second footage of a dancing baby. All that kind of stuff. So we've got great historical stuff, but now we would love people to submit just fun, engaging, modern, present-day stuff.
Cool. So anything that you have out there that is reminiscent of life in Chapel Hill, it doesn't even have to be Chapel Hill specific, just life of people who live in Chapel Hill and Carrboro in the area, get that together and send it to the library, part of that that really cool art project.
And if you could match those two things up and have a dancing baby chihuahua,
ooh, yes.
That would like win the that Unbound
would
be, project.
That would win. That would win the internet, period.
That's right.
Like, post that to YouTube.
I want a dancing baby chihuahua.
Don't we all?
Yeah, right.
That's the dream right there.
All right, let's talk about books.
All right,
we're going
cool.
off the rails.
All right, so it's Memorial Day coming up this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, beginning really in a couple of days, and then Memorial Day itself on Monday the 25th. So we're talking about Memorial Day here, and I know I took it in a couple of different directions, and I'm sure you did too, but I wanted to start with sort of the classic book, you know, books about soldiers. So I got online and I looked up books about soldiers, which turns out to be a little bit interesting, because if you pull up books about soldiers, one of the first links that you get is a link to a whole bunch of romance novels, including this one here called The Navy SEAL's Email Order Bride.
It's a thing. So there's a subgenre of the romance genre for everything.
I assume this
military.
This person who is depicted on the cover is the Navy SEAL in question. It's really hard to tell because you can't see his face. You can only see his torso, and he's not wearing a shirt that would allow you to identify his name. The people who are putting together this cover really need to get on that.
You've really thought
cover.
A lot about
yeah,
this,
yeah.
haven't you, Eric?
I've spent a lot of time looking at this cover. I've been on the air for an hour and a half. It's a very nice cover. I'll just,
yes,
but I'm not going to say it's necessarily a great book.
We're
so.
Not getting back on the rails yet.
Not yet.
We're continuing
okay.
to go
so,
off the rails.
So for classic books about soldiers and the experience of being at war, I think one of the first great ones, and this is one that I read in high school, and then we saw the movie, and it really stuck with me, is All Quiet on the Western Front. So we'll start with that. Sort of the classic, way better than The Red Badge of Courage, which is dull. And just a great short novel, which you can sit down and read. It's a novella, practically. You sit down and read it from start to finish really quickly, and it's a really great, stark, harrowing, but also very, I think, true to life depiction of what it's like to be a soldier, at least in World War One.
And that's one of those books that I had to read in high school, and I always think, oh, I should go back and reread it, but I never do. But maybe now I will.
Mm-hmm.
You may have inspired me.
Okay.
So, you know, I actually tend to go off in all kinds of crazy directions.
Yes.
So I was anticipating, you know, cookbooks, because
it's
Memorial Day. But I didn't. All of my books are pretty tightly tied to the military.
Mm-hmm.
Armed Forces theme.
Okay.
So my first book, I thought about where Memorial Day got started. And it was, of course, first known as Decoration Day, mm-hmm. and it was remembering the Civil War dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about the only audiobook I've ever gotten the whole way through. Audiobooks, I want to love them. They make me sleepy. There's something about them, but I've gotten through one of them, and that was The Killer Angels by Michael Shara.
Okay.
It won the Pulitzer Prize in the early 70s. It's the basis of the movie Gettysburg,
mm-hmm.
and it is a fabulous book. And what's so great about it, it's a fairly long book, and he went on to write some follow-ups. It's a very quick, or it's a fast-paced book, but it's not like a thriller. He really gets into the minds of all the characters. So he covers General Lee and Longstreet and Pickett and all the big characters there. And it's the days leading up to the Battle of Gettysburg and then the actual battle itself.
Okay.
And the audiobook is fabulous. It's read by a great actor, and he actually does each voice and their sort of internal thoughts and their extra or their actual conversations. And it's a fabulous book. And it's the only audiobook I've ever gotten through.
All right. Very cool.
The Killer
I don't
Angels.
Really get through audiobooks either. I know. People,
I don't know what it is. And there's so many great ones out there, but it's just not my thing.
No. When I hear people talking over the radio and there's no music, I just don't get into that at all. It's
right.
horrible, isn't it? Yeah. Thank God we had the Red Clay Ramblers last hour.
Oh, I missed them.
Yeah, they were great.
I was in a meeting. I missed them.
I can play the song again. I got it queued up here. Wow. We've been playing it underneath every single, but you're not wearing headphones, so.
Right.
Well, I could play it and everyone else but you would be able to hear it. But
that'd be great.
All right. Well, second one, I'm going to go with a short story. And this is actually a short story that I think was expanded out into a short story collection. I'm not sure if it was expanded out into a novel, but the short story is the one that I know, Tim O'Brien, The Things They Carried.
That's a great one. Yes. That was expanded into a novel, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Or a collection of short stories. Just very straightforward, and not even straightforward, just a really interesting, almost a catalog of just soldiers at war and what they are carrying along with them. And it's almost just presented, short story, very, very quick read again, it's almost just presented as a list for the most part, but it's really poignant the way he writes it. So, yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
So my next one, I said, okay, after Civil War, it's next, and I skipped ahead to World War II. I went with...
Well, I had World War I covered with All Quiet on the Western Front.
There you
front,
go, right?
So, yeah.
This is a great, great movie, and it's such a good movie that I think that people don't consider reading the book, is From Here to Eternity by James Jones.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous book, and... It's set just before the attack in Pearl Harbor. And of course, Burt Lancaster plays the protagonist in the movie, but it's really about what life is really like.
Yes.
So he's sort of, he's from I think a poor town in Kansas, actually, and he comes and he's sold on the intrigue and the action of war, but then you realize it's sitting around the barracks twiddling your thumbs, and a hurry up and wait kind of a thing.
Yeah. And then, and of course, it culminates in Pearl Harbor, but a lot of the military life is a lot of hurry up and wait.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's the great tension they wanted to be on the boxing team, and he says no.
Yes.
And then he
because he's
has
like
this,
a champion boxer,
right?
And then they come, right?
And then he has the affair with the officer's wife, Deborah Kerr.
Yep.
so it's a fabulous movie, and it's a really great book. So if you haven't read the book, I encourage you to read From Here to Eternity.
Okay. And actually, thinking about the sort of hurry up and wait mentality of the soldier at war, I'm not going to remember his last name, Anthony something, who wrote Jarhead.
Oh,
another very good, like, sort of updating that kind of same theme to the Gulf War,
name?
But I'm looking it up.
Jarhead's a great read.
It's a great read. It's a great movie. Jake Gyllenhaal's in it. If I just do a Google search for Jarhead Anthony, that's gonna do it. Jarhead Anthony.
Live on the air, we're Googling.
Swofford. Anthony
there you
Swofford.
Go.
There we go.
That's it.
But that's a terrific book too, and sort of along the same lines. Like, you get action right at the end, but not even very much.
Right.
But it's just really great story about a soldier at war, and again, a side of it that you don't usually think about or see, and the sort of like great glorious tales of war and battle, and most of it's not
what life is really like.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so moving ahead to not even about war at all. I was thinking about Memorial Day as being remembrance and therefore memory. So going way afield and looking at the topic of memory, what's a good book about memory? And the first one that I thought of, and this is a shout out to my graduate school roommate, Josh, who is not listening because he's in Georgia, but he recommended this book to me. He's in comparative literature, so he reads a lot of Eastern European literature. So I actually have The Good Soldier Schweig written down here as a possible fourth recommendation, because he also recommended that one to me. But the one that I read is Solaris by fiction novel by Stanislaw Lem, I think is how it's pronounced. It's a science fiction novel about a team that flies to a planet that is basically living memory, is what it turns out to be. Very hard to describe the plot.
It was a movie, right?
It was two movies. There was one that came out in the 70s, and then there was the George Clooney version that was more recent. Yeah.
Right.
Which I haven't seen, but the book is really good. It's, again, short and takes a little while to get going, but it really sucks you in.
And it's Solaris.
Very much like the planet does. Yeah, Solaris.
There you go.
Yep.
Wow.
And this
you
is
did
a,
go way out there, way
the main,
out there with this theme.
Right,
I love
right.
it.
I think
it's
memory,
great.
Memorial Day, memory, and this is a book about memory and what it can do to you. So, yeah.
Okay, so my next one, I thought, Those first two that I recommend are kind of heavy.
Right.
So I thought, let's go something light. And it's summer reading season. So the next one that I want to recommend is a series by an author named Lee Child.
Uh-huh.
And it's the Jack Reacher series.
Oh, yeah.
So one of these was, well, several of them were mashed up and made into a terrible movie with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is one of my favorite thriller action series ever. And the thing about Jack Reacher, who's the main character, he was an Army MP with he specialized in investigating special forces. So he was elite. He went to West Point. Here's the thing about him. He's like 7 feet tall, and they cast Tom Cruise. So the nation of Jack Reacher
Tom
fans,
Cruise
when
is
that came
more
out...
more than halfway to 7 feet tall.
So I haven't seen the movie. I will never see the movie. There's a true cognitive dissonance there that I cannot get over. But if you want a great poolside read, a great beach read, these are it's a series, but they each stand alone. So he was an Army investigator. He musters out, and he becomes a drifter.
Mm-hmm.
So every book, he's got a toothbrush and the money in his wallet and a bank account somewhere, and he roams around. He loves jazz and blues music, so he's just this drifter who he'll catch a bus or hitch a ride, and he travels the country. But everywhere he stops, he falls into some situation
right.
where there's a government conspiracy, ex-military story, or a woman that needs assistance. And it sounds super cliche, but they're great. If you want a perfect summer beach read and you haven't read them, I would start at the beginning. The first one is Killing Floor. And you don't have to read them in order, but I always recommend starting early.
All right. Awesome. So Jack Reacher books. I'll have to check those out.
There's tons of them now.
All right. Awesome. So those are our book recommendations for Memorial Day. Tweet us yours at WCHL Chapelboro. And what is the Chapel Hill Public Library's Twitter handle?
At CHPubLib.
CHPubLib. So go there and tweet us your recommendations too. Oh, we've got another one.
I have a text recommendation.
Uh-oh.
From my husband.
Did this literally just come in?
It did.
Nice.
At 4:42. He's tuning in. Hi, honey.
Hi, Mr. Susan Brown.
Hi, kids. He says, this man's story is powerful. Highest ranking American POW in Vietnam. And it's called Love and Duty, : the remarkable story of a courageous MIA family and the victory they won.
Mm.
So Love and Duty is a recommendation from my husband about the highest ranking American POW
in Vietnam.
And
Vietnam is one of the wars that we haven't touched on yet. So perfect.
Closing the circle.
Awesome.
I love it.
All right. Great. So thank you very much. And again, tweet us your recommendations. We'll talk about those next week as well. Which I will not be here for.
What?
So you're going to have to talk to Blake Hodge, I guess.
I like Blake.
Blake's awesome.
Not as much as I like you, Aaron.
Aww,
don't
thanks.
Tell Blake.
You
Blake, if you're listening, I love you
here
too.
In the room with you. But I will take that compliment nonetheless.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.